air. Section 3. Acid precipitation. Imagine that you are hiking through the forests of the Adirondack Mountains in New York. You come to a lake and sit down to rest. You are amazed at how clear the water is. It is so clear that you can see the bottom of the lake. But after a few minutes, you feel uneasy. Something is wrong. What is it? Suddenly, you realize that the lake has no fish. What causes acid precipitation? This lake and thousands of lakes throughout the world are victims of acid precipitation, which is also known as acid rain. Acid precipitation is precipitation such as rain, sleet, or snow that contains a high concentration of acids. When fossil fuels are burned, they release oxides of sulfur and nitrogen. When the oxides combine with water in the atmosphere, they form sulfuric acid and nitric acid, which fall as acid precipitation. This acidic water flows over and through the ground and into lakes, rivers, and streams. Acid precipitation can kill living things and can result in the decline or loss of some local animal and plant populations. A pH, or power of hydrogen number, is a measure of how acidic or basic a substance is. A pH scale is shown in Figure 12. As you can see from the scale, the lower the pH number is, the more acidic a substance is. The higher a pH number is, the more basic a substance is. Each whole number on the pH scale indicates a tenfold change in acidity. Pure water has a pH of 7.0. Normal precipitation is slightly acidic because atmospheric carbon dioxide dissolves into the precipitation and forms carbonic acid. Normal precipitation has a pH of about 5.6. Acid precipitation has a pH of less than 5.0. Figure 13 shows how acid precipitation forms. The pH of precipitation varies between different geographic areas. For example, Eastern Europe and parts of Scandinavia have precipitation with a pH of 4.3 to 4.5, whereas the remainder of Europe has precipitation with pH values of 4.5 to 5.1. The pH of precipitation in the eastern United States and Canada ranges from 4.2 to 4.8. The most acidic precipitation in North America occurs around Lake Erie and Lake Ontario. It has a pH of 4.2. How acid precipitation affects soils and plants. Acid precipitation can cause a drop in the pH of soil and water. This increase in the concentration of acid is called acidification. Acidification changes the balance of a soil's chemistry in several ways. When the acidity of soil increases, some nutrients are dissolved and washed away by rainwater. Increased acidity causes aluminum and other toxic metals to be released and possibly absorbed by the roots of plants. Aluminum also causes root damage. Sulfur dioxide dissolved in water vapor clogs the openings on the surfaces of plants. Figure 14 shows the harmful effects of acid precipitation on trees. Acid precipitation and aquatic ecosystems. Aquatic animals are adapted to live in an environment with a particular pH range. If acid precipitation falls on a lake and changes the water's pH, acid can kill fish and other aquatic animals. The change in pH is not the only thing that kills fish. Acid precipitation causes aluminum to leach out of the soil surrounding a lake. The aluminum accumulates in the gills of fish and interferes with oxygen and salt exchange. As a result, fish are slowly suffocated. The effects of acid precipitation are worst in the spring, when acidic snow that accumulated in the winter melts and rushes into lakes and other bodies of water. This sudden influx of acidic water that causes a rapid change in the water's pH is called acid shock. This phenomenon may kill large numbers of fish as shown in Figure 15. Acid shock also affects the reproduction of fish and amphibians. They produce fewer eggs, and these eggs often do not hatch. The offspring that do survive often have birth defects and cannot reproduce. Acid precipitation and humans. Acid precipitation can affect humans in a variety of ways. Toxic metals, such as aluminum and mercury, can be released into the environment when soil acidity increases. These toxic metals can find their way into crops, water, and fish. The toxins then poison the human body. Acid precipitation can lead to other human health problems. Research has indicated that there may be a correlation between large amounts of acid precipitation received by a community and an increase in respiratory problems in the community's children. The standard of living of some people is affected by acid precipitation. Decreases in numbers of fish caused by the acidification of lakes and streams can influence the livelihood of commercial fishers and people involved in the sport fishing industry. Forestry is also affected when trees are damaged by acid precipitation. Acid precipitation can dissolve the calcium carbonate in common building materials such as concrete, marble, and limestone. Some of the world's most important monuments are being dissolved by acid precipitation. These monuments include the Acropolis in Greece, the Taj Mahal in India, ancient temples and pyramids in Egypt and in the rainforests of Central America, and the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. International conflict and cooperation. One problem in controlling acid precipitation is that pollutants may be released in one area and fall to the ground hundreds of kilometers away. For example, almost half of the acid precipitation that falls in southeastern Canada results from pollution produced in the northeastern United States. Figure 16 shows areas of the world that produce pollutants and areas which are then affected by acid precipitation. Acid precipitation is an international problem. In the spirit of cooperation, Canada and the United States signed the Canada-U.S. Air Quality Agreement in 1991. Both countries agreed to reduce emissions that flow across the Canada-U.S. boundary. As a result of this agreement, sulfur dioxide emissions in the United States and Canada have been reduced dramatically since the 1970s. In Europe, similar agreements have reduced sulfur dioxide emissions by about 40% since 1980, although reductions in emissions of nitrogen oxides have been offset by vehicle exhaust from increased road traffic. Meanwhile, China still burns large amounts of high sulfur coal without pollution controls. The polluted air that results produces acid precipitation in other parts of Asia that are far from the coal-burning plants in China. You've reached the end of this chapter. Before moving on, review the main points of the section by reading the summary. Then take some time to demonstrate what you've learned by answering the review questions. Your teacher may want you to apply your knowledge by completing the lab exercise on the following pages. The chapter review and standardized test preparation will give you additional practice using what you've learned.